Since 2013, friends and relatives of Dwayne Lewis have wondered what happened to him. He hadn't been seen since that time. But this spring, hunters then stumbled upon what turned out to be his remains.
And the family of a Toledo man who's been missing for 7 years can finally have some closure.
Thanks to brand new DNA technology, remains that were found this spring were linked back to Dwayne Lewis.
Through a partnership with the global research and development organization Battelle, the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation now has the ability to test mitochondrial DNA using MPS, or massively parallel sequencing. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost says it was used to identify Lewis's remains.
Sometimes we don't find bodies right away. Sometimes all you're working with is the only thing that's left is bone.
Yost told WVXU it gives investigators yet another tool when they don't have the ability to use traditional DNA techniques. In the past, Ohio would send off samples like this to the University of Texas and have to pay for the testing. T.R. Massey works in Battelle Media Relations and recalls a time when Governor Mike DeWine was the attorney general and wondered why Ohio didn't have access to this technology that he saw in a poster.
And fairly quickly, the Ohio BCI was on there and Battelle had teamed up.
A technology transfer partnership between the Ohio Attorney General's office and Battelle gives BCI the ability to perfect this testing. What is mitochondrial DNA and massively parallel sequencing? Mitochondrial DNA lives in the energy pockets of cells and is passed down on the mother's side. Tens of thousands of copies are in every cell of your body, and because there are so many, scientists are able to generate a profile even when they don't have much to work with. Battelle scientist Lindsay Catlin explains MPS.
What massively parallel sequencing and technology allows us to do is gather more information, and especially in these instances where we have degraded samples.
She compares it to looking at words in a book.
So you can see that there's the words, but if you have, you know, the word pear in different spots, you don't know which way it's spelled. And so most of the current technology is that way, whereas with massively parallel sequencing, you can distinguish each letter in the word.
She says in combination with mitochondrial DNA, researchers are able to look at a more degraded sample. Attorney General Yost says implementing this technology is helping to bring closure to Ohio families.
We now may be able to match those, identify them with a missing person report. That opens up a whole new investigatory avenue.
The Lucas County Sheriff's Department continues to investigate Dwayne Lewis's death. It has listed it as a homicide and hasn't named any suspects. Yost likens the scientists who are able to identify victims through this technology and others to superheroes.
If you've got a murder case that you can close, it's a pretty short distance between a superhero in a cape and the scientist behind a bench. They're both taken a killer off the street.
The Lewis case is the first one that has made use of this technology in Ohio. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.